disease, some kind of chilling. You can get don't hear of it anymore, but you get a very sore throat, you chill, maybe have blisters on the inside, maybe even or choke in the night.
A croup or
around World War I, they developed a shit test for it, you know.
Typhoid fever, things like that. There's one fever, you know, it'll stop up your throat and you can't breathe and you're short of it. They had to puncture your throat, what you did.
Is that diphtheria?
Diphtheria. I don't know what you'd call what you're talking about there, because I don't know medical terms about anything.
You know what that disease is, it'll make you turn kind of yellow.
Well, the yellow jaundice? Yeah. It'll make you, all it turns kind of yellow, your yellow eyes, your whitey eyes will turn yellow, it'll kill you.
Oh, my
goodness. So, it sure will. You can have that, it'll kill you.
If you had your appendix taken out, you'd say you had an attack of what?
Appendicitis.
Stay on your stomach, you can do what?
Well, it's I don't know just what term I'd say there. But when it's something upset your stomach, it's not sure and I'm good for it, but I don't know what I'd say.
It caused you to do what, you'd say?
You get nauseated and vomit, sure enough.
any extra polite term? What you were trying to be real polite about that whole homogenous?
So they know you'd be polite about anything like that. You're going to go ahead and say you're sick in the gut.
any kind of joking term?
Yeah, well, yeah, but I wouldn't know what to say.
If somebody got nauseated, you'd say he was sick. Where he was sick?
In the belly.
And, let's see. Say if somebody got sick and it lived nearby, you said, well, he'd been sick only a little while when his wife came over to him. Just come over to tell you about it.
Oh, come over to tell me if her husband was sick or had been sick?
And, let's see, if you invite somebody to come and see you this evening and you want to tell them you're going to be disappointed. If they don't come, you might say, now, if you don't come,
I'm going to be disappointed.
And if you want to let somebody know that, let's say somebody comes to see you, you want to let them know that you're really glad to see them, you might say, well, we sure are glad to see you.
Well, we sure glad to see you, and I don't know what else I'd say, but...
Could you ever say proud to see
yeah,
you?
Yeah, proud to see you. Glad to see you. Things like that. That's part of what I don't know how I think about it whenever I say
what. You have a young boy, young girl, teenagers or something, he starts to come over to her house pretty often, come to see her. You say he's doing one or two, and he comes.
Oh, is see your daughter or see a girl at your house? Well, he's sparking with her, flirting with her, or whatever you want to call it. I see you trying to make a date with her.
And if he starts seeing her pretty regularly, what would you say about then? Maybe that he got a little more serious.
Well, I just don't know. If it keeps on, it's going to get too serious around here, ain't it, huh?
And of course, he would be her what? Boy to come
that'd be her, the boy would be her boyfriend or her girlfriend or his girlfriend, I reckon.
Yeah, when you're kidding around with people like that, you have any kidding terms you might use for boyfriend or girlfriend?
No, not that I know of. I don't know. Hey, you got me there.
And, let's see, say the boy comes home with lipstick or something on his collar, his little brother says, you must have been out
getting lipstick off of the gal, huh? That's what they tell me when they come in with it on my shirt.
They get lipstick off the gal.
Yeah.